is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosby Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosby Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We're joined in studio today by Pastor Matt Moffitt, Calvary Albuquerque. We appreciate you being here, Matt. And you've got a special guest that you brought in. We're talking about the Fair Cares food and blood drive that's this weekend. That is September 19th from 11 a.m. to 5 o'clock on the state fairgrounds. General Manager Dan Morning, thank you, Dan, for being here.
Are you kidding me? What a blessing, what an honor to be here. I am so excited about this. You know, we're so used to being, we were talking earlier about going 150-90 with events, and so having something of this magnitude, not only to have us to have an event that gets us energized, but to help the people of New Mexico. Mm. What better gift can you get?
Matt, I'm going to go to you right away. We're going to come back to Dan and ask him all about what's going on at Expo. Of course, I have this attitude, and it's selfish. I want you to know this, Dan. The fair always happens, and I get to go to the fair at my convenience. But this is the first year it's a virtual fair, and I told somebody this morning, I said, I can't go have a smoked turkey leg online. But you, and you're going to tell us later, I can actually do that because you tell us where the folks are that are providing those, and you have helped place them around the city. Matt, tell us about the Fair Cares Wellness Drive this weekend.
Yeah, so this Saturday, which is the 19th, we will be at Expo New Mexico from 11 to 5. We'll be giving out family food. We'll be giving free flu shots. That's sponsored by Albertsons. The food drive is sponsored by Convoy of Hope. Those guys are amazing what Convoy of Hope does. You know, they're just being inundated right now with the storms that are hitting the Gulf states, Florida, Alabama, all of those areas are just being decimated. And Convoy is rolling trucks every day down there. And one of their vice presidents called me 2 days ago, said, hey, I just want you to know your food is rolling out to New Mexico. And I said, man, all that you got going on and you're still reaching out to New Mexico. So we love Convoy of Hope, Albertsons with the flu shots. Vitalant will be there collecting blood. You know, there's a huge blood shortage because of COVID. People aren't going in and donating blood. They're a little fearful to donate blood, but there's no reason to be fearful.
No.
They take great precautions.
And Matt, I'll tell you, I donated blood, I want to say 5 weeks ago. And just because you've emphasized this to me today, I'm going to register online to donate on Saturday.
Great.
As soon as this program is over.
Perfect.
And it takes all of about, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
If that long.
To register.
That's right.
And you don't necessarily have to be registered. They are accepting walk-ins. So you can show up at Expo New Mexico, enter through gate 3. They'll direct you to where to park for the blood drive. But you can also go on to the CalvaryNM.church website, click on events, click on our wellness fair drive, and that'll take you to the link to sign up so you can know what time. You won't have to wait. But they're doing a great job in protecting people as they come in, wearing masks, wearing all of their equipment, making sure that everything is wiped down between each person who comes in to donate blood. And we're at about 45% of our normal levels for blood here in the state of New Mexico. And they said that this week it's at a critical level. And so we have an opportunity as the church and as a community to help raise that up, get us back up into normal levels. So I would love to see so many people come to donate blood. If you don't need food, that's all right. Just come and donate blood. If you don't need your flu shot, that's okay. Just come and donate blood. But we need to see a great turnout and a great response from the community and from churches around New Mexico to come out and donate blood.
Matt, you said something last week when we had Jason Dickinson with Harvest Church on. He's one of the partners helping with all of this event. And we're going to mention the others as well. Maybe I'll do that right now. So you've got Harvest Church, Calvary Church, Awaken Church, which is a brand-new church out in Rio Rancho, Expo New Mexico. Dan here telling Vitalant, they used to be I believe, New Mexico Blood Services, and now they're Vitalant and doing a great job. Convoy of Hope, Albertsons, New Mexico Department of Health. And it's going to be a really special event. It's this Saturday, 11 to 5, Expo New Mexico. Come in gate 3. And you can stay in your car, be handed a beautiful box of food, enough food probably for a week for a family of four.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the family. We never know what we're going to get from Convoy until that we're offloading all of that food, so we'll have a better idea. But usually there's some cleaning products often. There's Gatorades, there's snacks, and there's food items. Those are all the non-perishable items. But we've also got a truck that came out of Dallas, Texas with produce in it. And again, until we see what's in that truck, we don't know, but it's normally just a box of these beautiful vegetables, colorful and plentiful. So fruits and vegetables. So they'll get a box of fruit and vegetables, and they'll get a box of the non-perishable items as well that we'll just put right into their car. They don't have to get out for that. They don't have to get out to get a flu shot. We've got the UNM pharmacy school techs who are coming out under the supervision of the pharmacist at Albertsons, and they will be applying the flu shots. You don't have to donate blood to get food or get a flu shot. There's no cost. It's free, right?
Absolutely. Dan? You know, and the best thing, it is COVID safe. We're adhering to all the CSPs, the COVID safe practices. It's a drive-in event. We have facilities, restroom facilities. Again, we're ready for this, and we're excited for this, and it's a great opportunity for the community to step up. And we've had Vitalant blood drives, two of them now at Expo New Mexico in the past, and these people know what they're doing. It's safe, and really, it is absolutely painless. Matter of fact, the last one, my CFO gave blood, and he fell asleep, and so they were a little concerned, but no, he just took a nap. So
yeah, and I actually kind of
that's because you're working
thing.
So hard, Dan.
Well, you know, that's my job.
Yeah, you know, he should be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's the problem, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Bill Nordine is a great man. And, you know, we just want to express it on people. This is critical. And especially what you mentioned with the natural disasters that are happening, on top of COVID as well. You know, blood has never been more important in our state and every other state. So, it's our chance to give back.
I want to mention to people, if you want to come to the blood drive and donate blood, that would be amazing. And you may not need a box of food, but I promise you, you probably know somebody that needs a box of food. Come by the fair, pick up that box of food, and go deliver it to that family. Don't even wait for them to ask.
Yeah. Perfect. And if you come donate blood, this is our Disneyland promotion. You get a fast pass to the front of the line. So you donate blood, we'll put you right to the front of the line for food, and if you need it, that's great. If you know a family who needs food, come get that food for that family and deliver it. We can only offer one load per vehicle, so you can't come and say, well, there's three families that are represented, and we know that that happens a lot, but, you know, just because of the nature of our event, we offer one week of food per vehicle.
And there's going to be enough food for about 1,500 families. That's a lot of families.
That's a lot of families. That's a lot of cars. That's a lot of traffic. And Dan and his team over at the Expo New Mexico have just been amazing because, you know, I'm used to having to manage the traffic from, you know, when we did over at Cliffs, you know, we had to worry about the traffic on Osuna and out on the next to the expressway and going over the traffic light and have an APD come in and say, man, get these people moving. They're starting to back up onto the freeway. And when we went to Expo, they said, you don't have a thing to worry about. We know how to manage the traffic. Once that traffic gets into our site, they just wrap it around all through their parking lot as long as they need to go. And we'll get people in there and it'll be safe. It'll be fun. We'll have people walking out with the cars, handing out water as people need it, and just engaging with the community. We'll be smiling underneath our mask. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
You won't see those smiles, but those eyes will sparkle.
Dan Morning is the general manager of Expo New Mexico and the New Mexico State Fair. Our usual life with the Williams family was we'd be at a concert at Tingley.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be over to gun show at
Creative Arts Building, yeah.
Manuel, is it still the
Lujan Complex.
Yeah, Manuel Lujan Complex. And then we might be playing Hoop It Up all summer or doing something like that out in the parking lots. And, of course, I don't think Hoop It Up's been around for a while, but we haven't really been able to use Expo. I know that's probably driving you crazy because you are a guy that's used to going 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
As soon as one event is over, you're setting up for the next one. Dan, tell us about what's going on at Expo Next.
You're absolutely right. This is, this has affected everybody's everyday lives, but it has really affected Expo New Mexico, because again, it is one of the largest event center in the state, and it's a multi-purpose facility. It's not just for the great event of the state fair. As a matter of fact, right now I'd be searching out my next artery clogging food that I want to get a hold of right now. But those are the cards that are dealt us, and it was quite a shock when we did shut down. But as we were talking before, when you have challenges in life, you have to seek out the opportunities. So yes, we can't have events, and we're used to doing multiple events on days. It's not just one event. But we know that we can serve the community. One of part of our mission at Expo New Mexico, is that we're an emergency relief area for any kind of natural disaster, whether it be fires, if you need to evacuate animals as such as we've done in the past, or if the roads are closed on I-40 due to snow or something, we divert traffic and bring them in. So this just kind of fits in exactly with what we want to do. Let's serve the community. There's not been a bigger natural disaster than COVID-19. So we want to attack it head on and help those that are in need.
We are spending the afternoon today on ABQ Connect talking about the Fair Cares Wellness Drive. We have Matt Moffitt, pastor of Calvary Church, and Dan Morning, general manager of the New Mexico State Fair and Expo New Mexico. We'll be back with a lot more. We've got some virtual things going on, which will be kind of fun, including 4-H. I want to find out about that. We're going to talk about the blood drive. We're going to talk about flu shots and how you can pick up a beautiful box of food. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local. Follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com. Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us, and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Fair Cares Wellness Drive is happening this weekend, September 19th, 11 to 5 o'clock on Expo New Mexico. Dan Morning, the general manager of Expo New Mexico and the New Mexico State Fair, and Pastor Matt Moffitt, community liaison with Calvary Church. I like to read that fast because it's a lot, because we have a lot more to talk about. And I want to ask you, Dan, just a little bit more, because people don't realize there's still a lot going on at the State Fair, but it's just happening in a very safe way. You're doing some video virtual presentations of 4-H. We mentioned the New Mexico State University Cooperative Extension Service. Amazing organization. They're in all 33 counties of New Mexico. We've had a couple of them on the program, Cindy Davies, and just describing the program. And I never knew that they sponsor 4-H. And
absolutely,
it's amazing stuff they do.
Yeah, you know, these young men and women that are in FFA and 4-H, obviously the folks from New Mexico State, and we're talking just the university as well as extension services, and my good friend, Secretary of Agriculture, Jeff Witte, they're dedicated to educating and driving and molding these young men and women for the future. And we did a new category this year at the fair, and we were going to do it live, but we had to do it virtually, and it worked out great. But it was in the art of public speaking and science agricultural projects they did. And these high school and junior high students are beyond my comprehension as far as how well educated they are. And I was listening to these the public speaking, these the speeches they were giving, and I was like, the future of our communities, our state, and our country are in really good hands with these kids. I can't say enough about them, but I want to also say it starts at home. The parents never get the accolades that they deserve. And the parents are the ones that drive these kids and mold these kids every day to be the great citizens they are. So we're just honored to be able to serve them in the capacity we are of the virtual fair. It's fantastic. The show's been going great.
You are not just providing a venue. Matt told us last week that he went to you and said, hey, can we have this food drive at the facility? And then he started talking about, gee, how are we going to handle the trash and everything else? And you guys have just stepped up and you're handling all of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Matt, you know, when he brought this to us and he came to me, I mean, it's like this is a match made in heaven. I mean, we are ready to serve, and my staff is the best in the business. We know how to do events, and that's what this is. It's a great event, and it'll be supported well, but it starts by having great partners, and the communication has been great, and the mission is speaks for itself. It's fantastic.
So, Matt, let's go to the food drive for a minute. We're going to come back and talk about the blood drive. We're going to talk about the flu shots. We really want to emphasize the blood drive because that's critical. That's not just life for us, but a lot of other people. When you donate blood, you can really help a lot of people. Matt, I think you said earlier 45% of what normal capacity is in terms of stored blood supply.
Yeah. Can you imagine needing blood and not being able to get it? You know, it is a very,
very
real possibility right now that you could be told, sorry, but we just don't have enough blood to supply you with what you need.
Well, since we're talking about it, you can go to the Calvary Church or calvarynm.church website, click on events, go to the Fair Cares. It's kind of like a little picture.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that, and it's going to give you a link right to Vitalant. And you can, if you'd like, register for free to donate blood at a certain time, anytime between 11 and 5 o'clock on Saturday the 19th at the State Fairgrounds. I donated blood about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's perfectly safe. They're very professional. It doesn't hurt. I don't know what else I can say. And you know that your blood can go a long way to helping people. It's just an amazing thing. So we hope you register.
We do, too. That's why we brought these three items together, the flu shot, the food, and the blood services. You know, with the flu shot, you see who you're giving a flu shot to. When you give food to a car, you see who you're giving that food to. But, you know, with blood services, you don't know who you're going to impact. You don't know how many people you're going to impact. And so the opportunity to bring those three events together under one roof, and that could only be done at Expo New Mexico because they just have a wonderful facility. And they have a wonderful staff who said, we can make this happen. And even the Census 2020 said, hey, can we interview people and help them complete their Census 2020? And that's an important component of the future of New Mexico. That lasts for 10 years. And the funding that comes as a result of that is for infrastructure and roads and a lot of things that we as New Mexicans benefit from result out of that Census 2020. And so it's just partnership between local, AFD is going to be there, APD is going to be there, the city is helping out. In fact, they're helping to pay for the emergency services to be there in case we need them. There's going to be a lot of people on the campus, and so they're going to be there, and that's being covered by one of our council people. And
Councilor Bassan, a special shout out. Fantastic to step up for the community.
That happened. I got an email.
Yep.
And we said, well, can we make this happen? And they said, well, let me look. 2 hours later, I had an email back that said Councilor Bassan was making it happen. It was covered.
Yeah, that and that's what I'm talking about. You know, this is everybody coming together for the right reasons. A lot of times, in government especially, trust me, it doesn't work very efficiently. During these opportunities we're talking about that are here, government is. We're talking like we have never talked before, and people are helping up. There's no your side, my side. It's our side. We're all in this together. And when you talk about, you know, giving something back, you know, when you give blood, you are giving a part of yourself to someone else. And it's great that you are receiving food, and it's great that you'll receive a flu shot for yourself, but to give back to somebody you may not even know, I think that's just enriching. I mean, that's incredible stuff. And that's why I want to thank you, Matt, for including us and let us have an opportunity to be part of this.
Yeah. And I don't want to give people the wrong impression. We haven't been talking about this for months.
No.
I think I came to you guys about 3 weeks ago and said, hey, can we do this? And here we are. Yeah. Now we're just 2 days away. It's this Saturday from 11 to 5. And just come. No ID required.
No.
We're not going to, even at the flu shot, if you don't have a medical card, you'll still get your flu shot. You won't have to show your ID. Same with the food. You won't have to show an ID. Of course, with the blood drive, you'll have to go through their protocol so they know where that blood is coming from in case they have to come back to you for some reason. But it's just a great opportunity bringing the community together. We're going to have a couple hundred volunteers. McDonald's reached out and said, hey, we want to feed all the volunteers. So they're bringing sandwiches, they're providing the ice for the drinks, and we needed boxes. And we said, man, where are we going to get boxes? Home Depot donated pallets of boxes because we need something to put the food into. And we said, well, we need some bags. And somebody called Target, and Target on the west side said, sure, how many bags do you need? And so they're giving us bunches of bags so that we can have, you know, things to put the food in, the vegetables, the fruit, all of that stuff. And so this is truly a community-wide event that's going to impact our entire community. And if you don't have a car and you live near Expo New Mexico, Gate 4 is a walk-in. If you need to ride the bus, we'll put it in bags so that you can carry it on the bus. If you walked, we'll put it in bags so you can carry it home. We'll give you whatever you can carry right out that Gate 4. So you don't have to have a car. If you live close to Expo New Mexico, or you can ride the bus and get over there, we're going to take care of you. We're going to bless you.
And I want to emphasize one more time that you may not need food personally. Still come by and donate blood. Still come by and give a flu shot. But pick up a box of food and go deliver it to somebody that needs it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that can't get out.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's easy ingress, egress. And when we talk about Gate 3, Gate 3 is on located at a stoplight at Copper and San Pedro. And gate 4 is just a few steps to the north of that gate. And that's where the pedestrians can come in. And there's this has been well planned out for a 3-week endeavor, Matt. You guys have really put it together well and working great with our staff. So this has been fun and it's been enjoyable. And we cannot wait for Saturday to come. We're ready.
Matt, you've got a bunch of volunteers that have already signed up and you're pretty well set for that. How many volunteers will be out there?
We're planning for about 200 volunteers. You know, they'll be doing things. We have an assembly area where they're taking the food that's been brought in on the pallets and they're putting that into the boxes. Then we move the boxes. The food distribution area is actually right on Main Street. So if you're used to going to the fair and walking down Main Street with the beautiful trees, that's where we're set up. We'll have two lines of cars. We'll be able to serve 20 cars at a time. We'll have 10 tents out there serving out both sides of those tents. Again, COVID safe. Our people will have gloves on. They'll have masks on as they put the food in your car. They'll give you a wave, and then we'll move those 10 cars out and bring in another 10 cars on each side, on each lane. The flu shot area is right there. And if you've been out for COVID testing,
yes,
which I have at the state fair, they do an amazing job. I'm a logistics guy, Dan, and I love good logistics. And when I went through your process there, it just made me smile.
Yeah, that's what we do for a living. And you're right. The Department of Health, that is the most efficient site in the state. I mean, we, at one time we were doing about 450 cars in 2 hours, for testing, and it just went like clockwork. And, yeah, we appreciate the folks at the Department of Health, but again, that's what we do. And we love it. And your suggestions have been great. So, you know, this has just been a great cooperative effort by a lot of different folks. And again, medical personnel coming out, you know, with the AFR being out there and APD, helping if there's any traffic issues out on San Pedro. This is going to be a well-oiled machine. Come on out. We'd love to see people, like you said, and we're going to keep it COVID safe.
Matt, tell us how you're personally encouraged, even in your faith, as you hand a box of food to somebody.
Just finding, you know, God has a way of planting people in some great opportunities, just like Daniel, you know, planted there in Babylon. And I'm always encouraged when I find these hidden gems. Dan's a case in point. Hanging out over there at Expo New Mexico, attend Sagebrush, and, you know, so God puts people in great locations that can help the body of Christ. And so for me, when I get to see the body of Christ mobilize and partner with city agencies, state agencies, and the businesses here locally, that does my heart good.
Yeah.
I love the interaction at that level and being able to reach out and bless our community.
What I like is you have some Christian people that are just loving anybody and everybody, regardless of what they believe, what they think, happy to engage in a conversation. But the truth is you're just there to help everybody who needs help. No qualifications. Period. It's going to be very discreet. You can drive in, be given a box of food. You can donate blood. You can get a flu shot, and nobody's going to question you. There's no prerequisites.
The economic impact of losing, and this is kind of what prompted me to want to do this at Expo New Mexico, was thinking about, and I'm new to New Mexico. I'm from California. My wife and I moved here about 3 years ago, and we just absolutely loved New Mexico. My first day here, seeing the sandias, I said, Lord, thank you for that mountain. And I try and to be intentional every day to look at that mountain and say, Lord, thank you for that mountain. And we love New Mexico. And so that, you know, has prompted me to really want to engage in the community. And when I thought about Bloom Fiesta, and I don't know the economic numbers, but Dan, I'm sure you do, yeah. Losing Bloom Fiesta, losing Expo New Mexico, losing the April event.
What is that? Gathering of Nations.
Gathering yes. of Nations has had a huge economic impact. And so my feeling was because of my engagement with Feed New Mexico Kids and understanding the Title I program and just the families that struggle on a regular basis, I thought, man, there's going to be families who have never experienced food insecurity, and they're going to be there.
Yes.
Because of the impact that it's had on our hospitality industry, yes. The airlines, and so many businesses build off of our economy that is generated through that hospitality industry, hotels and restaurants and everything, entertainment and all of those things.
Yes.
I thought there's just going to be a plethora of families.
I want to emphasize that yes. None of the food that's going to be distributed is secondhand food.
Mm.
Man, this is prime produce. This is really delicious stuff. It's, juices and Gatorades and things that, are packaged well and taken very good care of. Everything's in refrigerated trucks that requires refrigeration. I mean, Convoy of Hope, Albertsons. I know you said that the city and APS are kind of helping too, maybe with some food storage, Matt.
Not this time. But they have in the past when we needed a produce truck to come in, they offered their facility over there on San Pedro. I think they're up the street from you guys.
Right across the street there, the old Kmart.
Yeah.
I love the fact that everybody's working together. We're in studio this afternoon with Dan Morning, General Manager of the New Mexico State Fair and Expo New Mexico, and Pastor Matt Moffitt. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about how Dan's been able to help some of the vendors at the fairgrounds make sure you get that turkey leg if you want one. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, New Mexico. Do you hear it? There's a steady drumbeat of news that points to the end times.
This week, Israel made a treaty with the UAE, United Arab Emirates, and this is in Bible prophecy.
The rushing wave of events leaves no doubt. The time is approaching with clock-like precision.
What happened this week is showing you that the Arabian Peninsula is shifting toward Israel, just the way the Bible says.
Do not miss this, and make sure your family knows.
He's going to come in mighty power. And he's going to set up his kingdom.
What's next now? That's the theme of a special weekend on KNKT coming October 3rd and 4th, when you'll hear the finest communicators take you through Bible prophecy, the rapture, and the second coming of Christ. Remember, nearly 30% of Scripture is about prophecy.
In the New Testament, it's taught in every book. And if the Bible teaches anything, it teaches that Jesus Christ is coming back.
What's next now? Coming to KNKT in October, featuring a stellar lineup, including Billy Graham, Tony Evans, Skip Heitzig, David Jeremiah, hosted by Don Stewart, and including a special prophecy Q&A session with Scott Richards. You need to understand the plan.
Here's the picture. Here's the church. Here's the rapture. The church goes up to heaven. The church is in heaven. 7 years goes on this earth, which is called the tribulation. At the end of that 7 years, Jesus comes back, the Battle of Armageddon happens, and we have the kingdom age, which begins.
Okay, watch this thing. Jesus Christ will set himself up as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In other words, he will come and rule.
What's next now? Presented by Water Extraction Experts. Over 10 hours of prophecy messages coming October 3rd and 4th to KNKT.
Jesus said, just before the end, the gospel will be preached for the first time in the whole world.
On Saturday, September 19th, Expo New Mexico will host the Fair Cares Wellness Drive, a free community event to help New Mexicans with things like groceries, flu shots, a blood drive, and more. Churches, community organizations, and our local government are all coming together to meet the needs of New Mexicans with this free event. Come to the fairgrounds starting at 11 a.m. to get free groceries, flu shots, and to donate blood. The Fair Cares Wellness Drive will be following all COVID-safe guidelines. Find out more at calvarynm.church.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Fair Cares Wellness Drive, Saturday, September 19th, 11 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., State Fairgrounds Expo, New Mexico. Now, I'm a lifetime New Mexican. I call it the State Fairgrounds, Dan. Yeah. Sorry, man.
No, we're good. You know, it's a marketing thing. You know, I get it. You know, a lot of people never, I love the fact that people go, hey, man, you've got the greatest job in the world. You only work 2 weeks out of the year. It's like, man, you're wrong. But, you know, we needed to differentiate between what we do year round in our events. I mean, we host almost 300 events a year on the property and what we do for a state fair event. And so that's where Expo New Mexico came from, is kind of, you know, this is the home of the state fair. It's the property that houses it. I mean, of course, you know, concerts and gun shows and dog shows and livestock shows and art galleries and stuff. I mean, it's just a whole plethora of things that we do. And people are finally figuring out the diversity of what we do.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing facility. In fact, I remember when I was really young, I was really involved in the Boy Scouts. And I don't know that you've done this since, but you had what we called the Olympiree Campery, right in the middle of the racetrack. And it was nice. Every scout troop throughout New Mexico, some from southern Colorado. And it was basically an athletic competition, but you had to run across things like rope bridges and things like that that had no stability. And it was a 3-day event. We camped out down there and it was spectacular. I'll remember it my entire life because it was one of the most fun things. But again, that facility is really New Mexico's.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a thing that we, in our usual lives, expect to happen. And it is a little uncomfortable for me. Even though I don't go to the fair every year, I know it's there. Yeah. And I can go when I want.
Yeah, I would love to ask a question, Dan. How long has the fair been running?
Well, it started out as a territorial fair in about 1913, and that was where Old Town is. That's where it first started. But the current location, when it took a hiatus for about 10, 15 years, but the current location is in 1938. And Clyde Tingley and a group of other investors decided this is where the fair needs to be. And it was on the outskirts of town, way on the outskirts of town back then in 1938. And it's just evolved since, and the city is built around it. But it is still an integral part of New Mexicans' lives, as it has been for the past 80-some
years. Dan, I will say something I always do. Every year the fair rolls around, I always go to the rodeo. And, I miss the rodeo bad.
Oh boy, PRCA rodeo, and we're one of the best rodeos, and we're the last rodeo right before points for the NFR, the national finals. And so you get the great cowboys that are coming in to get those extra points and whatnot. We have a great local, Dustin, Murray. He's a guy that's a local guy, they're a new stock contractor, and the stock has never been better. So the rodeo is a great part of us. And you know, it's not just, we're just not concerts and corn dogs. There's a lot of great things going on out there.
Don't mention corn dogs. You're going to make me hungry.
Oh yeah.
Hey, let's go back to, we're talking about the Fair Cares Wellness Drive. You got a bunch of partners. Let's talk about those partners one more time. And then I really want to emphasize the dire need for blood in our community.
Amen.
Yeah, so church-wise, of course, Calvary, where I'm on staff, and then Jason Dickinson over at Harvest, and Chris over at Awaken Church. Awaken's brand new. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're more than 2 months old, and they're already growing out there in Rio Rancho. And Chris reached out and said, hey, man, can we be involved? I just want to start our church with the right heart, and that's to reach the community. So they jumped in. Of course, Expo New Mexico, Vitalant Blood Services, Convoy of Hope, Albertsons has been huge. They're the ones that are facilitating the flu shots and making all of that happen. But when Yuri from Albertsons, who's the pharmacist over there, you know, there's been a lot of emails back and forth. And I said, you know, we're going to need snacks and water for our volunteers. And he said, well, let me see if I can get Albertsons to do that on top of the flu shots. And Albertsons is going to provide water and snacks. And then McDonald's said, hey, your volunteers are going to get hungry. They're going to need breakfast or lunch. Can we provide sandwiches? And so the Aragon family, who owns a number of the McDonald's here in town, is doing that. And they were also a part of the one we did at Cliffs. And they said, hey, this year, this time, we want to come and serve as well. And so they've got a lot of their McDonald's leadership that's going to come and be a part of putting the food in the cars. And Home Depot is providing boxes. Target is providing bags. So we just have this community-wide opportunity to see it all come together, one location. Sounds like the church, right?
Yeah.
In one location, being together to serve our community.
Dan, I want to set up some bleachers so you can observe all this going on. But I want to reserve it for all of our politicians to sit and watch how the community can actually work together regardless of political or religious affiliation.
Yeah, you're right. This is not a partisan thing. This is not anything to do with politics. Matter of fact, I look at Expo New Mexico. We're Switzerland. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to serve the community. But I can tell you, I've had nothing but the utmost support from the governor of our state and her administration in these difficult, difficult times for our event center and what we do. And so it's only right that we go back and give back and serve this community. And you're right. Not just politicians, people that, take things for granted, take all these events and all the tourist things that we were talking about earlier. You're taking them for granted, Chaco Canyon or, you know, the Great Sandia Mountains. We don't take it for granted anymore. We know what we can possibly lose. And I will tell you right now, the Secretary of Tourism, Jen Schreier, has been working tirelessly to open this state back up to tourism. And, so it's great to see this coming together and actual hard work, to make things right again for New Mexicans. And, I love that idea. I got plenty of bleachers. I got some 10 steppers, 12 steppers. We'll bring them out, man. Let them come see what's going on.
And I don't want to be misunderstood there. I'm really thankful, especially for the folks that serve absolutely. In the state legislature. They don't get paid for that.
No.
I mean, they get this little terrible stipend, maybe help them with some gas or an overnight stay. So we really do appreciate their service. What I'm tired of is, we are going to disagree. We're human beings, but we need to work together no matter what. And,
yes.
and I always appreciate no matter what people. I said that about Matt Moffitt earlier, and I don't know you well enough, Dan, but I think you're the same kind of guy. It does matter what you believe, because you care about people and you want them to enjoy the blessings that God has for them. But you are going to treat them the same and love on them no matter what they think, no matter what they say. And you're happy to listen to them if they want to voice their opinion. And that's a special, special kind of thing. Want to invite everybody out to the Fair Cares Wellness Drive this Saturday, September 19th, 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Unbelievable number of volunteers already signed up. They're going to be handling everything COVID safe. Dan has worked out the logistics. He's got this pretty big footprint out there with plenty of room for cars and how to come in. And you don't have to leave your car to get a box of food. You don't have to leave your car to get a flu shot. That's going to be kind of interesting, Matt, with arms hanging out the window.
Yeah, the cars will stop.
Yeah.
Long enough to get the flu shot.
They're not going to go 5 miles.
No speed bumps. They'll, and hopefully we don't leave any bumps on the arms.
And nobody's going to throw a box of food at you. They're going to gently set it in your car very safely.
That's going to be very organized, very well organized. And, people will be, I think, pleasantly surprised. And there is also going to be a place where people can pull off after they have the shots so that they can, if they have a reaction, Albuquerque Fire Rescue is going to be there to help assist. So there'll be medical presence out there. So there's no worries. There's no excuse. Come on out. We want to see everyone.
And if you don't want food, if you don't need food, again, I want to emphasize, you know somebody. You may be really surprised. This may be a person that is used to an income level, and all of a sudden you don't know this, but they might have lost their job.
Yeah.
This box of food could be really helpful to that family. So if you, without asking, come by, get a box of food, deliver it to somebody in need. This is not secondhand food. This is going to be delicious prime produce and other kinds of products that people can use. We're not, you know, I think, Matt, you told me a story about farmers in this country that have fresh produce that have been having to destroy food.
Well, you know, we were talking to Dan about he has a family restaurant here in New Mexico. It is
Giovanna, it's Villa de Capo. I expect kudos when I get home.
Yeah, that's right. Promo.
Promo.
No sleeping on the couch for Dan tonight.
me and the dogs.
And so restaurants like Dan's have not been using the fresh produce that they would normally use. And so farmers had planned on restaurants all over the country using their produce. And so they had planted in the spring with that in mind. And then COVID hit. And so they had all of these farmers who, I'm telling you, farmers are the backbone of our country.
Amen.
They just are amazing. farmers, ranchers, everything that they do. And so our president's daughter reached out and made a plan to say, look, we'll take your leftover food that's not going out to families, that's not going out to restaurants, and we'll work through Convoy of Hope. So the distribution model that Convoy of Hope has then became the avenue for all of that produce that's grown out on the farms now to come through Convoy of Hope and to distribute out through their network of relationships. And so that's kind of how that happened. And again, you know, that's being the community. And I think it was
super cool, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And it's part of, you know, here at Calvary, Pastor Skip often talks about, you know, we're not suggested to love our neighbors. We're not encouraged to love our neighbors. We are commanded in Scripture to love our neighbors. And so this is part of Calvary, Harvest, and Awaken, following what God told us to do, which is to love our community and love those who are around us and reach out and bless them.
Extra special time. We're talking about the FAIR Cares Wellness Drive. The FAIR does care, because Dan Morning's the leader over there, and they do care, and he's got a great staff. They're going to be doing all kinds of things logistically, handling trash and directing traffic, and I just can't believe all the things that you guys are providing. And we're going to say thank you to all the sponsors one more time, and we're going to emphasize in our last segment today the immense need in this community for people to donate blood. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air, call Bosky and we'll be there.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or their social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520. If you missed the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home virtual open house and barbecue fundraiser on August 22nd, you could still participate by watching the event online at acch4kids.org. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Although we have lots of love to give, providing care also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acch4kids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Matt Moffitt, Calvary Church, and Dan Morning, General Manager of the New Mexico State Fair and Expo New Mexico, are sharing all about the FAIR Cares Wellness Drive event that's this weekend, Saturday, September 19th, 11 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Enter in through Gate 3, and you can stay in your car and get a beautiful box of food, enough food probably for a family of four for around a week. I mean, it's not a little bit of food. It's a nice supply. You can donate blood and you can get a free flu shot. And there's all kinds of people that are going to be out there volunteering. We've got the fire department. We've got APD. We've got Expo New Mexico. We've got Awaken and Calvary and who else?
And Harvest.
And Harvest. That's right. Jason Dickinson. And Jason's not just sending his church out there. This guy gets out there and gets after it.
Man, I'm telling you what. You know, this show is called ABQ Connect. When I call Jason, it's Jason Connect.
Yeah.
Because Jason has a great love for this community. He wants to impact this community. He wants to serve this community.
Yeah. Dan, you've worked with a lot of people that have been providing food and stuff for our entertainment at the fair for a really long time. A lot of those folks are hurting right now, but you're trying to do what you can to help them. Tell us about some of those.
Amen. You know, a lot of the vendors that we have during fair also are vendors at Balloon Fiesta and Gathering of Nations, the three largest events in the state. And when you talk about those three events, you talk about the economic impact. That's almost $300 million of direct spend money that is no longer in this community. So that's why this wellness fair is so important to the people of this community, but especially to those folks. They've lost an enormous amount of revenue. So, yeah, we've had some of our great vendors like the Fry Factory. They're set up in the malls, and they're serving the great corn dogs and the artery clogging foods that we come to expect. But no one serves a better green chili cheeseburger than my buddy Rex. And Rex's has been at the fair for 49 years. This is going to be his 50th year out there. But he has a store off of Montgomery. We encourage you to go over there and see him. Rex is a great guy.
Montgomery and San Pedro.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's an amazing guy. And we'll expect to see him in 2021.
I'm not
again.
Sure this is the reference he wants, but it's just up the street from the IRS building.
And what's the name of it?
It's Rex's Hamburgers.
Man.
And Rex is, like I said, he's a fixture. A lot of our vendors out there. And here's the good news. We've already contacted these vendors, and we're ready for 2021. They're already booked. They're ready to come back out. You know, we were afraid that we were going to lose a lot of them. But Gil Stewart from Native Cafe, and, you know, he was Casa Dog out there. And we appreciate these guys and hope that they're making a little bit of revenue off of what they can do at the malls and the different areas that you can do it.
Yeah, I think that's special. Because we don't know, I feel embarrassed that I don't know any of these people personally. It's almost like I just take them for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you give me a hamburger? I don't talk to any of the people. I just kind of assume that they're there to serve me. What a ridiculous attitude that is. I'm going to have a different attitude from now on.
Well, you know, for our fair is a little bit different than a lot of fairs around the country. A lot of our commercial vendors and concessionaires are from New Mexico. They're not from traveling whatever, you know, from all over the country. We have a few, but most of them are right here from New Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's what makes our fair so special.
Well, in the hospitality industry overall, I have a good friend. He helps with Feed New Mexico Kids that has Mario's Catering.
Oh,
and they
great.
Do all the catering for the film industry all over the U.S. And when this hit back in March, they went dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he just had nothing. Film industry was not doing any location filming. And so they haven't done anything since then. So it's been really hard on that whole industry.
So when you drive in, let's say you come in about 11:30 on Saturday, gate 3 off of San Pedro.
And Copper.
And Copper.
Mm-hmm.
West side of the state fairgrounds.
Yes, sir.
Just a block north of Central.
You're on it.
Okay. So you can come in that gate and there may be a line of cars there in line to get food, but why don't you go donate blood first? So you'll be led to a place where you can park. Tell us how that's going to work, Matt.
So you'll be directed right from there's two, gate
security.
Yeah, security who will direct you. You say, hey, we want to donate blood. He's going to tell you, he or she will tell you exactly how to navigate to get there. We'll have people on the ground there directing traffic. And so traffic for the flu shots and the food will go one direction. Those who go to donate blood, which doesn't take all that long. And then you get a fast pass to the front of the food line. So, you know, it's kind of like the ultimate fair experience. You know, you go buy a hamburger and you get a fast pass to go ride on the sky glider.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, we just want to make people smile. We want to help meet the needs in our community. And so our hope is, especially with the COVID hitting and having such an impact on the blood supply in our state. Mm-hmm. We want to help Vitalant recover and be able to provide the blood services that are needed in our state.
Amen. And the need is dire.
Yes.
45% of the supply they need is currently on hand.
Yeah.
Those are low numbers.
That's not good. And this is our chance to catch up, and this is our chance to give back, you know, and anybody can do it. So it doesn't take a lot, just a little effort on your part to come on out to the centrally located New Mexico State Fairgrounds.
That's right.
And right now we're still in the middle of our virtual fair. You know, it ends on Sunday. Plenty of great things on our website at expo.nm.com and our Facebook. Great entertainment. We have concerts. A lot of our entertainers that couldn't perform at the fair this year have done some videos for us. So we got a lot of fun stuff going on. And, boy, what better way to settle it off and finish it off on the Saturday when usually we have 72,000 people, you know, on the last weekend of fair. But come out and get some food. Give some blood, get a flu shot, and take your census. By all means, fill out your census and give back to yourselves and the community. It's a great opportunity for the Vitalant.
I can't understand why everybody hasn't filled out the census. That literally takes less than 5 minutes. I mean, it's
painless.
Nothing.
It's painless. It is absolutely painless. I mean, and the census workers that'll be out there, they're all certified. Everybody knows it's not just anybody. They're all gone through their backgrounds and they'll be COVID safe. Nobody is going to be forced, whatever, but your opportunity to get that census filled out, very important. Do it. Do it for New Mexico.
Some of us like Matt, let me phrase it that way, have gotten into this bad habit of like binge watching Netflix. I'm just teasing. Instead of binge watching, I'm all for watching a show or whatever, but instead of doing that on Saturday night, go to the Expo New Mexico website. Yeah. Check out some of these kids in 4-H.
Oh.
Check out some of their speeches and things that they've made.
Unbelievable. We were talking an awful line here about the 4-H and FFA kids. And just when you think that maybe the future of our country might be in a little bit of problems, a little bit of trouble, you talk to these 4-H kids. And you feel great about America. You feel great about your community. They're amazing young men and women, and I've had the pleasure of being with these for the last 10 years. And I said before, my hat's off to their parents. They have raised these kids right. And those leaders at New Mexico State University and the 4-H Extension Services, those leaders and what they do to mold these young men and women the way they do, it brings tears to my eye. These guys are amazing. And our virtual fair, livestock show, over 228, entries and 450 different animals and species on a virtual type fair. What a testament to their intestinal fortitude. And, this is the way they raise money for college and their projects. And we encourage people we'll have a link on our website at expo.nm.com, to go out and you can support these kids. Give $25 to a child from your community, you know, if you want to, so choose. And that's the way the sale's set up this year.
I love it. Matt, we only have 2 minutes left, so I really want to very quickly say, if you have health insurance, please bring your card because that will help the folks, Albertsons, offset their cost a little bit. They're not going to require that. They're not going to charge you anything if you don't have it. No big deal. No charge for any of this. You're going to be helped regardless of your religious beliefs, regardless of your orientations culturally or sexually or any other way. We want to just help you and your family and be healthy. And the other thing is this is just going to be fun. This is not a laborious thing. Everybody's going to be smiling, helping each other. It's a great community feel. Matt, how can you register for the blood drive? That might help Vitalant kind of plan for the number of people going to donate blood.
You bet. So you can go to the calvarynm.church website, click on our events page. You'll see the Fair Cares Wellness Drive logo. Click on that. It'll take you right into where you can register. You'll see it at the bottom of the page for Vitalant. You can go in and select a time. My encouragement for you is the parking lot will be open before 11. Cars are going to start queuing up early. So don't wait till 11 o'clock. If you're going to come for food, come a little early, get in line. If you're going to come get your flu shot, same thing. But we'll get the gates open. We'll get rolling by 11 o'clock, maybe even a little bit before. We're waiting for the COVID testing group to finish there, get everything cleaned up, sanitized, COVID safe, set up the flu shot. So there's a lot of logistics that are happening this weekend, but you know, in the end, we get to help people, Jim.
That's awesome. Fair Cares Wellness Drive, Saturday, September 19th, 11 to 5 o'clock. Dan Mourning, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for what you do. Your service of getting the message out to people is so important. And Matt, just, you've warmed my heart. It's a pleasure to share the microphone with you today.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.